Next patient is Pearly Harrison. The last name is H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. The first name is Pearly, P-E-A-R-L-E-Y-E. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old African-American female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that was way out of control. And along with this, the patient had a proteinuria, arterial hypertension, that was way out of control, hyperlipidemia, and morbid obesity. The patient developed a stroke, was admitted to the hospital. She is unable to walk. She is wheelchair-bound. She doesn't seem to be a hemiplegia or weakness in any upper limbs. But the patient is extremely weak in the lower extremities, and she definitely is with a slurred speech that has been improving gradually. Period. The patient is staying at the nursing home, and in the nursing home, the diet is difficult. She has been retaining fluid. However, in reviewing the vital signs, we noticed that the blood pressure has been under better control. Today, the patient is really upset because her daughter was supposed to come to the medical appointment today, and apparently she has been very sick. And the patient is upset because of that situation. To the physical examination, the patient has continues to gain weight, but it seems to be that it's a fluid retention. She has gone from 273 pounds in June 8th, 2023, to 283 pounds now. Has gained 10 pounds. It continues to have a hyperkalemia, and for that reason, we are going to make adjustments in the medication. The patient has, according to the latest laboratory workup that was done in the first part of July of this year, a creatinine that is 3.32, a BUN of 72, with a potassium of 5.8. We're going to continue with the administration of Jardiance, and we're going to increase the furosemide to 40 milligrams POBID, and also, we are going to ask the patient to restrict the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours. Continue with a low potassium diet and a low sodium diet. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under better control. And we are going to keep the medications the same. The patient is taking Jardiance in the presence of this low GFR. However, I am not going to change the Jardiance at this point. I'm going to observe the patient because she's getting progressively better. Following number. Hyperkalemia. The hyperkalemia is going to be treated with a low potassium diet and the increase in the furosemide to 40 milligrams POBID. Following number, morbid obesity. Following number, proteinuria that has to be reevaluated. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has to be evaluated. And for that reason, we are going to bring the patient in a month with laboratory workup. The patient has CKD5, but is not symptomatic. We continue the close observation. There is no need to do renal replacement therapy at this point. Uh, paragraph, we invested 15 minutes evaluating the skilled nurse facility records and referral. We were with the patient 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.